And welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined in studio by a panel of guests, first responders, joined by Paul Avila, who is the Assistant Unit Fire Chief for CAL FIRE, also the Assistant County Fire Warden for Tuolumne County, Lieutenant Eric Earhart with the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Office, and Ethan Billigmeyer with the Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services. Lieutenant Earhart, during the last segment, we were wrapping up talking about the issue of power outages, something that always has people's attention during the winter months, and you had a few things to add on that topic.
As Ethan said, you always make sure you have some batteries on hand for flashlights and things like that, but also you have to make sure if you are going to, we don't have anybody from PG&E today, but one concern that comes up with is that people start hooking generators up to their house and making sure that they're not backfeeding the system. So if you do have a generator, make sure it's been professionally installed, that you followed all the county building requirements with that as well, to prevent any injuries from PG&E personnel who may be working on the lines to get the power up and restored for us.
Chief Avila, anything to add on that topic?
I agree with what's been said. Also, have flashlights available, and also have a evacuation plan. And practice that evacuation plan for not only emergencies, but only power outages, etc. But you have a lot of guests showing up to houses, do the holidays. And right now is a good time if you have an evacuation plan, practice that and muscle memory. And if you by chance happen to need it, it'll be more natural than fumbling through trying to get out of your house at night.
For somebody who's never put together an evacuation plan, what do you recommend? Do you recommend they write it down or put it in a spot? How would you recommend people go about doing that?
There's multiple ways. You could draw out a schematic of your house and work with every family member on how to get out of their room, and just practice it. A meeting point outside of the house where the family's going to meet at. It could be as simple as just discussing with the individuals.
During the peak winter months, we have the big snowstorms. If you wake up and all of a sudden you see a power line down across your yard, what do people need to keep in mind if that happens?
First of all, to call 911. Let the proper authorities know. It's very important for law enforcement, fire, EMS, as well as PG&E to know that we do have power lines down, and we'll take care of them and let the proper authorities mitigate the situations.
I'm sure people have seen them before. Maybe it's right across their yard. They want to get to work. It looks like it's not active. Is it definitely don't touch those things?
Do not touch them. As far as fire, we do not touch a line until we don't touch a line, period. We have PG&E come out, and they'll be the ones that determine if it's down and de-energized.
Ethan Billigmeyer, anything else to add in regards to the topic of power outages?
Yeah, this information is from PG&E. They did send me some information to keep in mind, as Paul and Eric mentioned, stay away from down power lines. Call 911. Also, notify PG&E's 24-hour emergency customer service line at 1-800-743-5002. If the power does go out, they recommend not using candles to provide any sort of light or heat, just because of the potential of those getting knocked over and starting a fire. And if the power does go out, they recommend unplugging all of your electronic appliances, except for maybe a single lamp that would come on if the power was turned back on. And that is just to avoid overloading any circuits if the power comes back on very quickly. If everything's turned on and still operating, then that sudden burst of electricity could cause problems with the appliances and potentially burn them out or cause a fire.
I want to go back to the issue of burn piles and rules and so forth. Question that comes up sometimes, what exactly can I burn this time of year? Is there a general list of things that can and can't be burnt?
Yeah, the items will be stated on your burn permit. But for this purpose, only dry natural vegetation material, such as leaves, pine needles, tree trimmings, may be burned. The burning of trash, painted wood, or other debris is not allowed. Again, do not burn on windy days. The piles, your dooryard burn pile, should be no bigger than 4 feet in diameter, and that's 4 feet wide, 4 feet high, with a minimum of 10-foot clearance around those piles. and, you know, have a shovel and water source nearby, and also, again, have an adult monitoring that pile.
How you said don't burn on windy days, is that something that the people need to be keeping a close eye on, or is the Air Pollution Control District watch that type of thing?
You know, we work closely with Air Pollution Control on, you know, on windy days, and then Air Pollution Control, it looks at it as well. But there are times when it's maybe only windy in a certain area up in the high country. You know, it's up to the landowner to look at that and make that determination.
If it's not common sense.
Exactly. If it's not caught by air pollution, not identified by Air Pollution Control as a non-burn day, and it's still a burn day, you know, the landowner is still, you know, required to use that common sense.
Talking about a number of topics on this weekend's Motherlode Views with a group of first responders, joined in studio by Ethan Billigmeyer with the Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services, Eric Earhart with the Tuolumne County Sheriff's Office, a lieutenant, and Chief Paul Avila, who is the Assistant Unit Chief for CAL FIRE's Tuolumne Calaveras Unit. Next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be joined in studio by Daryl Slocum, the Executive Director of the Sonora Area Foundation. The organization has some exciting announcements coming up as it pertains to local grant giving in the community. I'm BJ Hansen. I'm your host. We'll be back with our final segment of Motherlode Views in just a minute.